Blog Talk Radio.
For real. Due to the graphic game warrior festiveness of this program, viewer discretion is advised, I promise.
You got me.
Dodgers in the playoffs. Sam Darnold in fan of How Do You Do's, movie stars, take twos, lights, cameras, action, and where's my leading lady? Let me try this new lotion on you, bubba. I'm very casual. And of course, I got a cartoon mind. So we're fun. About girl watching, you see, for days. I'm just funning in the sunshine. Well, of course, this is no Hollywood Square.
Order! Of when the player plays. Of course, I'm a player.
short term game, keep them here for the long term. That's been the steady goal. We got two goals right now: get in, done, and also get ready for an
expectations this year for your offense and your team.
I think you know it's interesting, right? You can be in the year where we're 0-0. You can be realistic and say, hey, we still have a young offense. We think we got a really good offensive staff. We want to progress there. But I can guarantee you this: the coaching staff, with Sean, with Wade, Bones, everybody following them, they're going to want to go beat Indy. And that's our focus right now. Nothing beyond Indianapolis, but it's definitely going to win that game. First down to the Rams, they're marching to the near red zone after another first down by Chester Davis. We're off the 107. And from the 21, coming right to left. Back to Davis, now right through his drive. Right. But I just want to compliment you from where this team was at wide receiver at the end of last season to what your depth chart looks like going into 2017 without selling the farm.
would jump in the field and tell your friends you would get with them later. Come on, let me dig ya. Got a couple of things I wanna show ya. I'm really trying to know ya. I'm just curious. Is it really all good? You serious? If it is, then I gotta jump on it. Ride it, get old cowboy. Surprise, I thought I was quiet. I never was shy. Baby, nigga, just act like that. Lay back, but don't let that boy ruin the nigga the bride. Cause we won't have time to talk. I've been beeping for a minute now. Yep, and I know just where I'ma start. Let me listen to your heartbeat. Boom, boom. Racing. Situation is it getting kinda hot in here? No, that's you. Temperature's rising, so am I.
Davis, a really good team, come out of Illinois. He had Chris Leach, Taking the risk that might fuck up your life. Whoa. Found a point and shoot like camera crews in front of cameras too. Damn, Sean, what happened to the humble attitude? I'm like, niggas took the flow, but I'm still standing too. Thought I had the Midas touching and I went platinum too. Motherfuck all your comparisons. I've been talking to God like that's my therapist. I'm African American in America, ain't a hair shit. But a millionaire, 130, so he must be hearing shit. Die, like I do this for the critters, eat a flint. Kids who get sit with lead, others get hit with the lead. From where they need a handout, but they tell you put hands up. Only deals I had was from the Sam's Club. Now it's blue blood in my veins, though you know what I came for. Born in a world going where they told me I can't go. In my lane, no, I'm in the same boat as Usain Bolt. Get ahead by any means, so the head's what I aim for. When my grandma died, I realized I got an angel. Show me everything's a blessing depending on the angles. Look, I am the anomaly. Never needed favors or apologies. That's my new lifetime policy. Wood grain steering wheel. This bitch look like a pirate ship. How many hot verses till you bitches start acknowledging the pictures we've been painting, my nigga? Connected to a high.
Been the middle, 25 and 30. Green pulled up. 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 Green pulled
or in the preseason. They don't have another open to the public practice left before the Colts, so the Colts
supposed to find us, we'll know when they know. Shop and snap on third down and three for the 34. Hockey finds the pocket. He flips. And battles down through some state, nearly intercepted, and his advantage. It would have been a touchdown for
the Packers. Trying to force the ball, there's Chris Robertson. It wasn't when we come to realize that they're a hook route. So Hockey does a good job of stepping up and right in there and tearing down the receiver the whole way, and the defense is
jumping. American International College. Maurice, think long and hard about this one. This could be your last mascot challenge of the preseason. Do you know the Springfield, Massachusetts College that is the American International College? What? The far sideline, or way down to the side of the
I'm not going to
I thought you might have had whoever does your board start putting it in math.
No, I wouldn't do such a thing like that. I was way off anyway. I was going to call it like the Rebels or something. I don't know.
I had another amazing one for you. I'll find it. Cody Hyman, he's a rookie reserve linebacker for the Packers. He played at Washburn University, D2 University, and Pacific Kansas. That's a good guess. Cody Ichabod.
Yeah, that was in a way. I don't know what that is.
No connection to that Ichabod screen from Sleepy Hollow.
What is it, actually?
It's named after a donor.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Ichabod. And I'm spent on my mask. Green Bay football, they run up from the 12-yard line. The ball is down the middle. They keep the clock rolling. We hit the 3-minute mark. 2 yards on the field. It'll be 24-10. The final week for the final period of the preseason.
Niggas don't like that. And selling them dummies, making that money, come back nigga, tap out, from the first to the 15th, nigga smoke plenty weed, but I gotta stay, gotta come up, put my rocks in the club, when I get high, nigga play that blood, huh, time to roll to the bag, cut on my profit and add it to the stash, gotta watch my back, see, for niggas that's trying to rob me, fool, but never know something, no losses, don't be keeping these niggas up off me, see, cut us up a whole block, spend a couple bills, thug, smoke a lot of weed on the fur,
waking up, feeling buzz up early in the morning. Sending them down and like, wait, bitch, chugga lugga, take a fifth to the dawn. Man, I got geek with my chug, but it's in the so I'm getting me hustling long. Hop on the phone, calling up Craig the phone. When I know that your OG check comes,
you put me down.
I'm hopping the bus with
big,
and I'm coming with blood at the blood of the stone. Nigga T just put me down. Oh God, how I love when it first come around. Now I'm taking me black and mild. And across town, cause nigga, the first get celebrated. Rushing to the block, cause I wanna get faded. Looking on wild, cause I'm needing me hair braided. We heavy off into this game. Just call me that post line. Them nickels and dimes, the 20s and 50s, the first be the day for the dope man. Slanging that cocaine, food. And I'm working late tonight. And all them things be loving them food. Still I got them rocks for them blacks. Them come with the ends. I gotta get paid. On first, gotta play the muscle. Get live with the bosses, poetic hustlers in the graveyard shift on the first.
What is Aaron Donald's present worth in terms of wins of other players?
Oh, my God. Impossible to compute. He's doing the work of two men. It's amazing. We talk about what he brings you when the quarterback drops back to pass. He's the best interior pass rusher in the NFL right now. Also, what he does against the run is just as good. He's setting you up for those pass rush situations, and he brings leadership to the locker room in Cincinnati. So when he's not here, you can definitely tell. When he is here, there is a lift from the football team. The best player in a Rams uniform has just walked back in the belt. When he's not here, a little bit different.
Aaron Green carries right side and goes down inbound to keep the clock rolling. The Rams do not have to take another sack, and this preseason is over. 24-10, Green Bay defeats the Los Angeles Rams. The Packers finish at 3-1. The Rams go to 2-2, and they turn their attention to the Colts. Crucially, they've already started the coaching staff in the offseason, but most of the time,
motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. I've been there, done that. You got guns, yo, I got straps. A million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth.
No question, it's all about the DOE. So if money is the root, I want the whole damn tree. Ain't trying to stick around for Illuminati. Got to buy my own island by the year 2G. Since way back, I've been collecting my fee with the 48 tracks in the MIC. Got a palace in the hills overlooking the sea. It's worth 8, but I only paid 5.3 worldwide. Like a triple beam, I slide. Listening to your demo in the stretch limo. It's how I ride. Cartel style, raw stack to the max now. $1 million smile, niggas wonder how. Dre day every day. Trips to Montego Bay with more chips than Rito Lay. Floss jewels in attire. Ain't nothing flyer, straight or illegal. It's still the root of all evil, cause I've been there and done that. Yo, you got guns? Hey, yo, I got straps. You see a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth. Talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth, huh? I've been there and done that. You got guns? Hey, yo, I got straps. A million motherfuckers on the planet Earth. Talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. Young Black Rockefeller, hella Swiss and mozzarella. Pocket sweller, getting money like a bank teller. Cause a fool and his dough soon split. So when you come across a fool, get all that you can get. Now you get your paper too. Don't expect for no man to support you. Keep it true, cause most niggas are race hoes. That's out for the pesos. My woman's independent, making dough by the caseloads. I'ma keep building, make a killing. Get back, relax, and grow old with my millions. That's where it's at. You got drama, I got the gat, but we both black. So I don't wanna lay you flat. Instead, let's get paper wallets, paper to get. Private jet, 600 coupes that I run best. I'm living on another level that y'all ain't been yet. Spend a meal, no sweat, water the lawn with no wet. Been there, done that. Yo, you got guns, and yo, I got straps. You see a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth. Talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. You know I've been there, and done that. Yo, you got guns, well then I got straps. You see a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth. Talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. This is for the millionaires. Throw a stack in the air and watch niggas start plotting. Bitches start to stare, cause game is money and money is game. And broke niggas make the 4-5 flame with no shame. Now many people die over these dead green guys. Ignorance and greed take their ass by surprise. It's the root of all evil and sins. Yet and still it makes the world go around like my 20-inch rims. Moolah, y'all, platinum plaques cover my walls. Grinding diamonds shining without one flaw. Get the cash, the grass, the ass and bounce. Luciano in all amounts, that's all that counts. Cause I've been there and done that. Yo, you got guns, well then I got straps. See a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth. Talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. You know I've been there and done that. You got guns, and yo, I got straps. You see a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth. Talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. That's right. All these people out here talking about who they are, what they got. It don't even matter. Been there, done that. As long as you're true to yourself, you gotta be true to yourself. I was always told, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Yeah, that's right. The aftermath, beating up on your eardrum. Gotta say what's up to King T and my man National. They up in here. Gotta say what's up to Chris the Glove, GLOVE. Yeah, that's how it goes down. Yeah, this is how we coming. Yeah, this is how we coming, y'all. You know what? I've been there and done that. You got guns? Yo, I got straps. See a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth. Talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. You know I've been there and done that. Yo, you got guns? I got straps. You see a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth. Talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth.
Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been low key. Hated on by most these niggas with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles and no skis.
mad at me, cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio and a store full of tracks to add to the wall full of plaques. Hanging up in the office and back of my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'ma let my dough freeze? Hold please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you to smoke trees? Who you think brought you to ODs? Eazy-E's, Ice Cube's and D.O.C's, the Snoop D.O.G's, and the group that said motherfuck the police. Gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when your album sales wasn't doing too good, who's the doc that he told you to go see? Y'all better listen up closely. All you niggas that said that I turn pop or the fur flop, y'all are the reason that Dre ain't been getting no sleep. So fuck y'all, all of y'all. If y'all don't like me, blow me. Y'all are gonna keep fucking around with me and turn me back to the old me.
The stop will be E.J. Manuel that will come out to get the start at quarterback. The fifth-year man out of Florida State spent the last 4 years in Buffalo and signed a one-year deal here with the Raiders. Didn't get a whole lot of time against Dallas last week. Was 2-for-4 with 8 yards. But he's a guy that's had 16 starts over the course of his NFL career. Has played in 28 games.
He's not played well since the first game.
Yeah.
So he's got to pick it up here in this game.
Trying to fight off the challenge from Connor Cook, last year's third-string QB for the Raiders. It was probably 2-3. The pass was caught by Keon Hatcher, another one of those wide receivers hoping to make an impression. David Sharp will get the start at left tackle. He's the rookie out of Florida. Ian Silverman has been impressive at the center spot. And there's a look at tonight's backs and receivers. Clyde Walford at tight end. And John Crockett, the second year man out of North Dakota State, will get the call as tailback. Brent Hatcher and Fulton are your receivers here for Oakland. And the kid will be to Crockett. Caught loose. Seahawks come out with it and return it inside the Raiders' 10-yard line. Derek Garvin is the guy that scooped it up after the handoff to John Crockett.
So Crockett's coming downhill. He's going to stick his foot in. It looks like he just threw it out. Ball. He gets the stick on the ball. He doesn't take care of it well. Does not take care of it. Gets picked up like a shed by Garvin. First and goal from the 9.
Now to start the Raiders we're looking for. Trevon Boykin will be the starter at quarterback for Seattle. Yep, punched right out of there. I think they're going to review that to make sure, but it certainly appeared that Nico Thorpe, the former Raider, what a moment for him, punched it out of there, and Garvin recovered. Going over to that new instant replay tablet this year on the sideline. Was there a knee down, and then was Garvin touched after the recovery when he was down?
We will see exactly what he's looking at.
Balls out before the knee's down. That's what it looks like.
So Clay Martin is over there with the review. Of course, another new rule this year. Everything ultimately decided in New York in consult with the referee on site. You see Pete Carroll down in the lower right, the San Francisco native who plays collegiately at the University of Pacific in Northern California. Super Bowl champ with the Seahawks. Won a national championship coaching Southern Cal.
At the review, the ruling on the field is confirmed. First down, Seattle.
So the Seahawks set up nicely here inside the Raiders' 10. And you see Crockett tapping his chest. That's my fault. A tough moment to open this one up for Jack Del Rio's club. A lot of folks in the Pacific Northwest impressed with the play of Chris Carson, the rookie out of Oklahoma State. And he will get the call. And he'll pick up a couple. Thrown down by Jahan Warren, Shalik Calhoun, and LaTroy Lewis. Trevon Boykin involved in a battle with Austin Davis to back up Russell Wilson this year. The second-year man out of TCU. Fantastic with his legs as well during his college days. Second and goal with a couple of tight ends. The next, the motion man. Boykin will hit the next. One who scored the 3-yard line. Again, it was LaTroy Lewis with the tackle. We've been mentioning LaTroy's name quite a bit throughout this postseason. As you see, the guys up front. Lewis, Dixon, Luster, Nicholas Morrow, another guy who's name has been called a lot in this preseason, and your starters in the secondary tonight. From the three, it's third and goal.
Sam's going to watch the quarterback draw down here with him.
Boykin. Got it up in the air, and it's incomplete to Nico Autry. Don Hay got it, and the Rangers will force a fourth down.
You can see, and there's a lane right there. He gets his hands up. He's going back inside to the top receiver. That's a big deal to get off. They're going to get three out of instead of seven.
After a shaky play on third down defensively through the first couple of games, the Raiders were much better last week against the Cowboys, and a big third down stop there to force the 21-yard attempt from Walsh. And he's got it. Good victory of sorts for the Raiders. Off of the turnover, they forced the field goal. And he's got Autry with a nice stop at the line. 3-0 Seattle.
Do you love your game? So does he. You say, ain't nobody going to work harder? He said the same thing. You get an hour of training in before the sun even comes up, plenty of early risers out there. You got the gear? They got the gear. You got a secret weapon? This dude doesn't need one. See, this isn't just a game of inches. This is a game of ounces. And the next ounce you give might just be the one the other guy doesn't. Gatorade. Rehydrate, replenish, and refuel.
Our dinner table for more than 40 years. Their quality sabor and freshness always gives our recipe that special touch that is 100% auténtico.
And now, try Cacique's all-new Mexican-style flavored sour cream. Cacique, go auténtico.
Now it's the Honda Summerbration sales event. You can get a great deal on a Honda Civic. And keep things festive all summer long. Your unforgettable summer begins today with a trip to the Honda Summerbration sales event. The sun is setting on these amazing deals. Get a Honda Civic today from KDB.com's Best Value Brand, 10 September 5th.
3-0, the Seahawks with the lead. Blair Walsh, 21-yard field goal. And, of course, around the country this week, we are all Houston strong. And if you'd like to not only show your support, but help out Get in touch with the American Red Cross Hurricane Harvey Relief. You can text Harvey to 90999 to donate $10 or go to redcross.org/NFL and show your support as we all in the NFL family are Houston strong right now. George Atkinson, better on this return for the Raiders, out across the 20 to the 23-yard line.
Atkinson, the third.
J.D. McKissick working some special teams with the tackle. And it's back to E.J. Manuel, as well as Crockett, who will return after the fumble just a moment ago.
Yeah, lost in that fumble. They had the first down. So it was two plays. They had the first, and they were, could have gotten a little bit of a roll instead of put it on the ground and went the other way. Let's see if they could pick off where they left off in that first little series.
Brent to the near side. Ishmael Zamora to the top of the screen. Manuel on the rollout, trying to dump it underneath to help it, and it's busted up by Bradley McDougal.
Good coverage. Normally what you're looking for is you're looking for the top down. So you're looking for the deep receiver to come across high up top. And that's taken away right away. The safety's right there. The backer's right on top of it. It's just great defense.
It was Cassius Marsh that got right up in Manuel's face, and he took a tumble. Bunching receivers to the right. Raiders will run that way. And then the cutback by Crockett. May have picked up a yard. It's going to bring up a third and long.
Counts to the inside. There's nothing. So we'll be third and long. And this is where you have to get good protection for Manuel. He's got to be able to have a nice start. But then all those receivers we were talking about. This is, somebody's got to make a play. And so, but it doesn't happen if you don't keep your quarterback done.
Looks like they're going to go with Brent and Hatcher and Zamora. A couple of rookies out there. AJ's the second year man on a Wake Forest. One man rush to Seattle. And he'll got the back to Tom Grant into Silverman, and down he goes. Around the 26.
He had a lane. Silverman filled it.
Yes.
Tackled by Silverman, put him on the tackle sheet.
Assist to David Bass on the stop.
Yeah, you're going to see this. It opens up right through here. There it is. And, he may have had a chance to pick that.
So Marquette King is on the punt. He's landed three inside the 20-yard line so far this preseason. J.D. McKissick, the deep man, at his own 25 for Seattle. McKissick will have an opportunity. And Johnny Fulton will take him down. So Fulton working as a receiver and also special teams duty. A 52-yard punt for King. 10 on the return for McKissick. And the Raider defense back to work when we return.
Whenever a craving hits, Jack got your back. Like the new Smoky Jack Burger combo for $4.99.
No, man, I can't fuck with it right now.
Oh, man, I've been dealing with you for 3 motherfucking months. You won't hit the pipe in front of me yet.
So what you saying?
I thank you, 5-0.
5-0. Man, I ain't no motherfucking cop.
Well, hit this motherfucker then.
Tonight I get in some shit.
Yeah.
Deep cover on the incognito tip. Killing motherfuckers if I have to. Filling gaps too. Let your niggas know I'm coming at you. I guess that's part of the game. But I feel for the nigga who think he just gon' come and shank things with the swiftness. So get it right with the quickness and let me handle my business. Yo, I'm on a mission and my mission won't stop until I get the nigga maxing at the top.
I hope you get his ass before he drop.
Kingpin kicking back while his workers play his rock. Coming up like a fat rat. Big money, big paws, big bodyguards on his back. So it's difficult to get him.
But I got the hooker with somebody who knows how to get in contact with
him. Hit him like this and like that. Let him know that I'm looking for a big fat dope sack. What is the spin, so let's brush it. If you wanna handle it, the night will discuss it. On a nigga's time and a nigga's place. Take my strap just in case one of his boys recognize my face. Cause he's a shiesty motherfucker. But I give a fuck, cause I'm going deep cover. Yeah, and you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car. Creep with me as I crawl through the hood. Maniac lunatic calling Snoop Eastwood. Kicking dust as I bust fuck Pete and the motherfucking truck police. You already know I give a fuck about a cop. So why in the fuck would you think that it would stop? Plot, yeah, that's what we's about to do. Take your ass on a mission with the boys in blue. Dre,
what up, Snoop?
Yo, I got the feeling. Tonight's the night like Betty Wright. And I'm chilling, killing, feeling. No remorse, yeah. So let's go straight to the motherfucking source and see what we can find. Crooked ass cops that be getting niggas a gang of time. And now they wanna make a deal with me. Scoop me up and put me on the team and chill with me. And make my pockets bigger. They wanna meet with me tonight at 7 o'clock. So what's up, nigga? What you wanna do? What you wanna do? I got the game.
Run out of bounds by LaTroy Lewis.
Lewis has been active. That's one of the things he does very well. He's got pretty decent instincts. He's not a real big physical guy, but he has a knack for rushing the passer. That's one of the things that they like about him, and he's enough to earn his way onto the roster. Guy I'd like to see do a little bit more now is Shalik Calhoun, number 91.
He's got his hand down in the dirt, right side of the line. Seahawks run the other way with Chris Carson. And that was a good push by Woodson Luster.
That was a nice stop. Did a really nice job, as did Coffey, the kid from Rutgers, 37. To watch this come back underneath that spot. And normally you'd want to go over top of that, but if you haven't, if you take, you got to make it. He did a nice job and steps up this third down.
36. The Seahawks need the 45.
Third and 11.
On the flag down. Jermaine Effetti. Got a little head start there.
Both
one
start.
Of the things I'd like to see.
Offense done. Number 76. 5 yards running back before. Still third down. But there's not great awareness with the receivers. So a lot of times you're seeing this regular field zone drop. Have that jump set up this third and 11. So there's more work to be done. There's a lot of improvement that can be had, which is a good thing. But we're playing just a zone where it looks like it's going to be softer drop. It'll be a trouble field here. 500 each zone.
Breaking the rifle to downfield and complete.
And that's one of the things you like to do to a cover two. We saw a week ago against Dallas when they just let the guy run to three and the safety can't get over the top. So if you're a corner, you got to get a piece of the wide receiver and you got to force him back inside. They didn't that time. It was just an errant throw. But the way to get on top of that corner in front of the safety is to make a big play.
Another stop on third down for the Raiders defense. John Ryan on the punt, and it's Keon Hatcher who's back deep. That is a short punt. Takes a couple of hops for Seattle, and a late flag all the way back across midfield on the opposite side of the field from where the punt was headed.
Yeah, I think the placement of the flag is because the official is slow. I think this is going to go against the Raiders.
During the kick, holding number 34 of the receiving team. 10-yard penalty from the end of the kick. First down.
Let's go down on the field right now and hear from JT.
Thank you, Beth. I talked to GM Reggie McKenzie before the game about what's going to happen this weekend. An unprecedented cutdown from 90 to 53 players. And Reggie McKenzie believes that he has the staff in place, ready to pounce. Mark Davis gave him everything he needed to build the staff through the draft, and especially this cutdown. He told me they might be able to find the 52nd or 53rd player on this roster, or at least filled the practice squad up. Reggie will be very busy over the weekend. Back to you, Beth.
Yeah, they've got some work to do in the next 48 hours or so. This is action. Yard line and a pickup of about 9 for George.
Well done for George Atkinson. Beth, it seems like I say this every week.
You're in the fan club.
He always plays well. He's just that guy looking for a home. But, yeah, I mean, open field tackle, the guy's got to make that tackle. Make the miss, little sidestep, he's back underneath and sets up second and one. Good special team player, catches the ball well, good connector.
On second and one, one of the big decisions perhaps for Reggie will be how many running backs do you keep on the roster? Is that Atkinson again? Put his head down. I don't know if he got the first down yardage, but you know, last year with Tywan Jones, I think there were 5 on the roster. Do you stick with just Lynch, Washington, Rashard, and O'Reilly?
That's probably
the may only go with 4.
Yeah, and then you're going to go with 3 tight ends. I think the big difference, of course, is Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, yeah.
Lynch gives us the toughness. I think Todd Downing is very comfortable with the first group. But in this league now, you've got to have depth, and that's the hardest thing to get. With the salary cap, and, you know, that kind of restricts something.
Connor Cook, who is quarterback on this series, finds Keon Hatcher on the out route for a pickup of about 6. Connor has had decent numbers the last 2 preseason games for the Raiders. Put a little pressure on Manuel and problem.
But one thing is very obvious. There's Carr, and then there's a gap. And so this team will go as far as Derek Carr and this offense can take. This defense is a work in progress. It needs to get better. One of the things Reggie's going to be doing is, in my opinion, be looking for some linebacker help because they don't have it.
Atkinson trying to get to the outside, can't get there. Good job by the Seahawks to stretch it out. Did they force another fumble here? Casio, the second-year man out of Washington State, and Marcus Smith. With the defender's closest, they'll say that the penalty was down. No gain. So that's going to set up a 3rd and 3.
The ball was actually out.
Yes, it was.
The ball was out, but I wonder, we didn't hear a whistle.
I think there it is. There's the challenge flag because it appeared that Atkinson was on top of a defender, so it wasn't in contact with the ground when the ball popped free. Raiders have already fumbled once tonight. John Crockett, that resulted in 3 points for Seattle.
Yes, so he's on top of the pile. None of his body touches. And the ball is free. Who picked it up? Did Seattle recover that?
That's what they're going to have to determine here. Palacio was the guy that jarred it loose.
So they're saying he was down by contact? That's Seattle is challenging the rule on the field that the runner was down before the ball came out.
Okay, then they'll win that challenge.
We got to see who recovered it, but it appeared that Seattle did come out with it.
But now you can't hear the whistle and the play's still moving, so they would it'll be a fumble.
See, does the knee come down? No, it does not.
It lands
right on top of Cachet.
Ball swapping right there.
Scrum, Seahawks got it. That 39, Demetrius McCray, I think, is the guy that will come out with it. Another trip for Clay Martin over to that new instant replay tablet. Boy, that's something, too. Your staff, your coaching staff, whoever your eye in the sky is for your team, right on top of that, and the Seahawks certainly were.
That's an important guy. He's up to the booth. He's talking to the head coach with the flag.
It's a big deal. It's interesting. I was on the competition committee for 7 years, and one of the things they tried to keep out of the game was new technology. And we were just talking about it before the game, and the new technology has just gotten into the game.
Yep.
Now, it was never a big deal with this, the replay. That was part of it. But where you see it now, they have iPads on the sidelines, and everything's instant.
The instant replay tablet.
Or whatever you want to call them. I don't know what you call them. I can't even use a stupid phone number like Bobby.
That is the Raider defense that is now trotting out onto the field. They may know something that we don't. As Martin still is over there at the tablet. One of the things that they continue to work on is pace of play, the flow of the game, and to not spend a whole lot of time. My guess is they've already decided that it will be Seattle ball and now are looking for where to spot it. Because the Seattle offense is now trotting out onto the field as well. If this is the case, a sloppy first quarter for Oakland with a pair of fumbles by their running backs. It's a Seattle defense that was not very good against the run 2 years ago.
In any country, prison is where society sends its failures. But in this country, society itself is...
Excuse me, a very good rush in apologize. Total defense and scoring defense with that group. And they have stripped it out twice now here in the first half.
After review, the ball did come out prior to the runner coming down. However, there was no clear recovery. It will be Oakland ball, third down. Seattle will be charged during their first time out.
So they couldn't determine who recovered it, which is interesting. You don't see that very often.
No.
Normally, somebody picks it up and holds on to it, and that's the way it is. But we saw it there. That's why we're asking who had their hands on it, and the answer was...
Indeed. Fascinating, because both teams thought that it was going to be Seattle ball. So a break there for the Raiders to get it back. Atkinson will return out there with the Raiders offense and Connor Cook. Second-year man out of Michigan State, who was the starter for Oakland last year in their playoff game against Houston after Derek Carr and Matt McGloin both went out with injuries. Carr the broken leg on Christmas Eve, and then McGloin the following week went into the concussion protocol. Incomplete, looking for KJ Brent.
Yeah, nice switch coverage. Little Hill right there. He was on the corner. He went that Z short motion back inside, and then they switched. The corner dropped off to play over the top, and Hill just picked him up and ran over. That's really good coverage. That's a coverage that the Seahawks have been running for a while. Well done.
Fourth and three, so Marquette King back out there. Marquette King. He's got a couple of them over 50 yards. A 3-0 lead for Seattle.